I talked to Dave Thomas with the International Association of Chiefs of Police about this. He's not affiliated with any of the survivors I spoke to or their cases, but his organization provides in-depth training programs to help teach law enforcement agencies how to handle sexual assaults.
Every other crime, we start by believing. You know, when I responded to other types of crimes, when I responded to burglaries or whatever, I never went in thinking, these individuals are probably lying.
But Thomas says the outcome of a sexual assault case so often hinges on how the officer taking that initial report perceives the victim and what she says.
Whereas so many times for so many officers, because of bias, there's this automatic default. It's a false report, or they look at a victim, and because they're wearing certain clothes, because they have tattoos, because they work in the sex industry, well, it's probably a false report. Like, this individual can't be sexually assaulted, and it has to do with, and without even doing any type of investigation.